We are now talking to the head coach of the Caney Valley Bullpups boys basketball team. We are talking to Coach Deaton. How are you doing today, Coach?
Just great, Kyle. Appreciate you calling and giving us an opportunity to talk about our kids.
Absolutely. And speaking of your kids, you guys had a big week or a big win this past Friday as you took on Baxter, beat them by about 20 points. Can you go ahead and tell us about this, about that game?
Yes. I thought overall, Kyle, I thought our kids played really well. We had a few lapses there offensively early in the second and then again in the fourth quarter where we only scored 8 points. But we were playing a lot of young kids at that time. Overall, I thought, defensively, we did a decent job. We're trying to, do a little more trapping in the half court this second semester than we did in the first semester. We worked on it over Christmas, and I thought we did a pretty good job creating some turnovers, and we still got some things we've got to work on as far as rebounding, out of the trap. But overall, I was very pleased. I thought the kids, went out and everybody contributed except on the floor.
And who would you say this year has been kind of the leader on the court? Has it been Trey Ritchie? I know he's like the pretty much, I think, the only senior, maybe one other senior on the team. But has he been kind of the leader of the team this year?
I'll tell you, Trey is one of those kids that every day shows up in practice. We're constantly trying to get our kids to communicate on the floor. And, he's always communicating. He's always positive with his teammates. He wins about anytime there's a sprint or a suicide to be run, he's usually right at the front. He's just doing all those things that, that a senior leader's supposed to do. We've got a couple others that are, I think they're really contributing, Cam, Melchiori, Tuesday night against, Sedan. Set of school records going 45 points.
Yeah, he nearly single-handedly outscored Sedan by himself. That was amazing.
Yes, and it was kind of neat for him to break the record because his brother Baylor had held that record. And that night he also broke the 1,000-point scoring mark. So he's doing a good job. And another senior, Jace Kaminska, had a big game for us Friday. He had 18 points. He's just a monster on the boards. He's just relentless, inside, crashing the boards, both on the offensive and defensive end.
You've got your team back above 500. You're up to 4-3 on the season. Have a tough game coming up tomorrow night as you are taking on Erie, who was 4-1. They had their last game canceled due to the impending weather, but they are 4-1 this season and they look to be pretty tough. Coach, have you seen any film on them and what do you think of them so far?
Yeah, we've had an opportunity to look at a little film on Huddle, and they're. We played them twice last year, and both games were close. In fact, I believe it was the next to last game. We beat them literally in the last ball game, and they've got several kids back. So they're well coached. Their kids play hard, and they're going to be a tough out every time. Our kids, like I said, they're well coached, and they're just not going to beat themselves. You've got to really go out on the offensive and defensive end if you want an opportunity to beat them.
Well, again, that game is going to be right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Start time will be around 7:30. So if you're unable to make it out to Caney, you can listen to the game right here. But otherwise, head on out there. Get to see a great matchup between two teams that are pretty hot right now. Coach, I appreciate you coming on today and talking about your team. And we will talk to you again next week.
Hey, I appreciate it, Kyle, and we sure appreciate all you do for high school basketball in this area.
No problem at all. We appreciate doing it and giving the kids the exposure they absolutely deserve.
Thanks so much.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll get back to Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.